I have a schedule of the events of the Festival of Contemporary Arts in front of me, and I've been very much interested in seeing the classification of arts. First, there's art, which includes graphic arts and sculpture, architecture, including landscape architecture, music, the theater, dance, literature, and fine printing and book design. Now, with the exception of printing, which we can date as beginning at about the end of the 15th century, the origin of all these other arts is lost in antiquity. It seems to me that it's just a bit presumptuous of the motion picture, whose history goes back only about 60 years, to ally itself with these other arts that have such a long heritage. How could you justify inclusion of the motion picture as a fine art, Mr. Peterson?
Well, the definition of any particular art, it seems to me, would depend on whether that activity uses its materials and methods in a manner in which it can communicate ideas to people, and in communicating those ideas can also have the recipients develop certain aesthetic feelings. Now, it seems to me that the motion picture certainly would qualify as an art if we use that kind of definition or description.
Miss McElrath, how do you account for the fact that the motion picture as an art has evolved so much more rapidly, apparently, than these other arts which have been mentioned?
Well, don't you think that can be attributed to the fact that the motion picture is a synthesis of all the arts? You have in there sculpture, the dance, painting, architecture, music. All the art forms are used in the motion picture today.
I can follow most of those except architecture. I can't offhand think how architecture contributes to the motion pictures, though, unless you mean the cinema cathedrals that are put up in some of our large cities.
Well, you know, you might compare the motion picture to the old cathedrals. Seems to me in the motion picture you have as much involved in the production as you did in the old cathedrals. There are so many artisans involved, and I'll bet each one would say, my part is indispensable.
Not only that, but let's bring it down to something that is actually used, which makes use of architects. Now, I can think of no other industry that makes use of as many models of various types as does the motion picture. And then let us think of the very beautiful sets that are constructed for use in the making of motion pictures. Why, of course, they have to have good architects in Hollywood and in England, or wherever they're making films.
Well, I accept architecture then, but I'll challenge another one of these arts. What about fine printing and book design? How does that come in the movies?
Oh, that's an easy one. Why, you can think of these things yourself, I'm sure, Mr. Miller. Did you happen to see Cinderella?
Yes.
Well, now, if you remember, the film Cinderella opens with a view of a very beautiful book, bound as exquisitely as any book that we have at the present time. And the pages are opened, and the picture begins with looking at some of the pages of this book, which have been printed with as much art as any book that we could find in our own library here at the university. And there are a number of films that make use of that technique for opening and closing their stories.
I'll yield then to fine printing and book design, but tell me, Miss McElrath, is the motion picture then just a sort of medley of other arts? Is it merely a combination of pre-existing things, or does it add something of its own?
It is that and more, it seems to me, because of the peculiarities of the medium itself. Here in the motion picture, we can have space moving. That is a new addition to all the other art forms, and I think it's a dynamic part of the motion picture's tremendous success. It's a commercial appeal. The spectator moves so much more than he does with any other art form.
Well, then we can say that the cinema is not only a combination of almost every other existing art, but has added elements of its own that no other art can provide. I'd like to go back to a definition of art you gave, Mr. Peterson. I'm not sure I can quote it accurately, but an art must use its materials to convey ideas and to provide aesthetic pleasure to the viewer or the listener, as the case may be. I think that both Ms. McElrath and I will accept that definition, But I wonder if implicit in that there isn't the thought that the ideas conveyed ought to be worth conveying. In a recent series of editorials in the Saturday Review of Literature, Norman Cousins charged the American film with giving communist propaganda a free ride. He says that the American motion pictures which foreign audiences are seeing portray a way of life that is so unworthy of emulation that the foreign nations are going to want to follow the Russian pattern rather than the decadent pattern of life as pictured by the United States motion pictures. What would you say to that?
I would have to agree with him in part, and I do so reluctantly, but in all honesty, I think we will have to admit that there are a few motion pictures that have been made that are quite well understood in this country. They were made mainly for fun, and we understand them. But let us take a motion picture of several months ago, Three Little Girls in Blue. If you remember having seen that film, the story evolves around three girls who go to the city with the ostensible and only purpose of finding themselves a husband. Well, of course, that, we will agree, is a very good thing to do. But the manner in which the film shows them going about it is amusing to us, but I can see how it would be a very easily misinterpreted thing, because according to the film, it's quite all right for these girls to use any stratagem to achieve getting the husband. And furthermore, the husband must possess great wealth. Now, obviously, that isn't a true picture of the way gals go about getting their husbands in the United States. But for a film like that, we have other films that I think do a much better job of depicting the way in which people live here in the United States. One that comes to mind is Flaherty's documentary film, The Louisiana Story. Now, that film is really an artistic thing. In it, Flaherty uses his camera as if it were a mirror, and we see reflected in his mirror the way in which the Cajun people live at the present time. There's no distortion of fact. There are no professional actors used. The people are behaving in just the way they live. Now, films like that don't distort American life. Perhaps you know of some others.
I was just thinking, that is the film, isn't it, Mr. Peterson, which the American Academy of Arts and Sciences is recognized as an art form for the first time.
That's the film.
Well, yes, other pictures such as A Tree Grows in Brooklyn or The Treasure of Sierra Madre, the Johnny Belinda, pictures that very adequately reflect a fine American way of life. I think we should play those features up. I think Mr. Cousins did not.
Perhaps at this time we're ready for some sort of classification. Obviously, it's rather difficult to talk about Three Little Girls in Blue and Louisiana Story in the same sentence because they're, even though the same sort of camera was used in photographing the scenes, the same sort of projector is used in showing them, there is obviously a difference in them. I wonder if we can arrive at some working classification. Now, all books aren't alike. Some books are telephone books, some are dictionaries, some are whodunits. I wonder if we could arrive at a classification so when we talk about the art of motion picture at mid-century, we can all be sure that we have the same sort of film in mind.
I think we can get some classifications very, very readily. You mentioned the whodunits, and why that falls into a very easy classification, those are melodramas, as are the westerns that we sometimes have to suffer through if we go to the local cinema on Saturday afternoons. Then, of course, we have books of newspapers, and so we have newsreels. We have musicals. The sound film itself, if you recall, got quite an impetus in its early days from the use of musicals. The Al Jolson, of course, if you recall, was one of the leading character players of that time. Then, of course, we have comedies. But another type of film has come into recent use, and I think it is a very healthy development. I have reference to such films as Home of the Brave, The Intruder in the Dust. Now, those films seemingly display that the producer has some social conscience, that he's trying to say something other than just give us some entertainment. Do you feel that way, Miss McElrath?
Yes, I certainly do. And Mr. Peterson, where would you classify such films as we're going to show on the campus next March 23rd? It was experimental films, which arose out of the abstract art movements in France in the 20s and early 30s.
I would just call them experimental films, don't you think? I don't know of a better term. Just call them experimental. Then another type of film that we're using during this Festival of Contemporary Art, the documentary film. We mentioned one, the Louisiana Story. We've had some shown already, The Night Mail. And by the way, when we speak of that, we possibly should bring into our discussion the very excellent contribution that the English people have made to cinema art, because they have developed their own school of documentary films. John Grierson, who, by the way, received his graduate training up here at the University of Chicago, is the fellow who is largely, in fact, I should say, he is individually responsible for the development of that entire school of documentary film in England.
I notice that the time is beginning to run out. I wish we had a longer time to pursue this subject, but I think possibly that that I can summarize some things that we have agreed upon. For one thing, I believe that we're agreed that the motion picture can be called an art, that it grew rapidly because it synthesized the principles of all the other arts, but added elements of its own which make it unique. Then I think that we also agreed that in talking about the motion picture, that we must make it clear what sort of motion picture we're talking about. Mr. Cousins is right in saying that some of our films are giving communist propaganda a free ride. On the other hand, Mr. Eric Johnson, when he replied to that series of editorials, pointed out that another group of pictures is probably the best sort of propaganda for the American way of life. He pointed out, too, that people in the Champaign-Urbana area will have a chance to see some of these films, not usually in commercial theaters, if they'll come to the campus on Thursday of this week.